Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey! Hello! It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. And it is time for Elliot Shore Parks to tell us what it was like to be in the room last night. It looked like it was like a professional wrestling event more than media night. I mean, they have Andy and Nick up on the stage together getting ready to go at it, like Jalen and Patrick. Like the whole thing, it just seemed like it seemed like a hell of a show last night, Elliot. How was it, buddy?
I mean, it was good. So the funny thing about media night is, like, so first of all, it's in the Phoenix Suns arena. So there's tons of fans there. Early on, it looked like there was going to be more Kansas City fans. I think it ended up with more Eagles fans by the end, and certainly during the Eagles portion of the night. They had a huge stage in the middle that did kind of look like a boxing ring, like the way it was set up. That was probably intentional. But they came out from underneath the stage. You know, the music was playing. I will say, when they came out and they were playing highlights of the season and Jalen talking, it is a reminder. We've had this discussion the last few kind of days on the pod, if the Eagles are special or if they're just really good. Watching the highlights of the moment and watching, you know, just everything that they've done this year, it is a reminder that there is a very special aspect to this team. So seeing them come out, you know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had the camera. He was videotaping everything. I mean, really everyone was. Howie had his cell phone out taking selfies and things like that. And then when they talk, I mean, the thing is, I would say, you know, so the place where it's at is basically where the basketball court would be for the Phoenix Suns. So it's not like super spacious, and there's a ton of media. The players, I mean, there were probably people waiting there, I would say, an hour and a half before Jalen sat down to get close to him and ask him a question. Some guys were less crowded. I mostly just walked around and like talked to various players on the like that weren't at the podium. It was just hard to get to the guys at the podium. But I did get close to Nick a little bit, get close to Jalen, get a chance to listen to them. And look, between Jordan Mailata, Nick, they did a great job. We'll talk about some of the different things that were said. I thought Jalen, to me, opened up and tried to show a little more personality. He wasn't, you know, the kind of quick answer he can be sometimes, which was good. So we'll get into the different things, but overall, I mean, it's just a crazy experience. It's a bunch of different types of media. It's interesting to see the reaction on Twitter and from some people. Like Nick Sirianni was asked if the Super Bowl.
I know. Well, yeah. So I was going to get to this. I'm happy you brought it up. It's media day. This is what they do. I think it's Dave Damashek. He's been doing this bit.
For years.
Like, you can go back and watch it. It's a bit. It's media day. Usually people are in costumes and stuff. Like, the amount of, like, I see people on Twitter being like, these people need to get the bleep out of here. What kind of bull crap of course, blah. It's a joke. It's a bit. Have some fun. It's media night.
It's like, sorry, your questions are so important and so
and how long was it? Yeah. It's 3 seconds. I cut the clip for the show. It's 3 seconds of time total. The whole thing, question answer, is 3 seconds. I think we can afford 3 seconds for a laugh.
Well,
right?
The funny thing is, so I was actually there when he did this. He asked a question first, like a different type of question, similar tone of like, do you have to win the Super Bowl? But he phrased it quite.
I mean, it is funny. Like, I'm sorry. That's hilarious. All right. We do enough of the must win stuff. I love it. props.
But the other funny part about it is you figure earlier in the day, me and you talked about how, in my opinion, if they win or lose,
I know.
So like the timing is hysterical for that. But so when he initially asked Nick, Nick like entertained it and gave a bit of a longer answer. And then he circled back on it. And that's when Nick was like, yeah, you know, yeah. like that. Yeah. So, I mean, Nick was good. He wasn't as,
he was measured.
Yeah, he was a little more measured than I thought. And again, so the other thing about it is they talk for an hour. So it starts
a long time. It's a lot of time.
So, yeah. You know, I tried to like be everywhere I could. I tried to, but really what I mostly had to do was afterwards look on Twitter, rewatch it on like YouTube and stuff, or, you know, online to just see what people said. Cause it's really tough to get up to everybody. And the other part of it is, I mean, Howie's talking, Jeffrey's talking, all the assistant coaches are talking, Gannon is talking, like everybody in the organization is available for comment pretty much. Like they're all there. So it's just a lot going on. And I will say, you know, there's not as many like crazy reporters as there used to be. I feel like maybe the expectation is so high, but there was a few, like one guy was walking around in a barrel, which is like, okay, I guess that's funny. This one person had like a little pony that they were asking players to ride. That was I didn't really see many players doing it. I actually think Andre Dillard did it of all players. Sure. Andre Dillard seemed to be in everything. He was blindfolded at one point. Wow. I saw him like shooting baskets.
Good for him, yeah. Enjoying it. You should.
He was having a good time.
As he should. He's freaking in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. There was definitely also shout out. There was a few auto downloader real ones in the crowd that were yelling. So very much appreciated that.
Yeah,
it was very, very cool. So overall, you know, we'll get into more specifics in a minute, but they did what you thought they were going to do. They were all very nice. The team, and look, we don't know these guys super personally. I don't know everything that they do in their personal life, but they got good guys on this team. You know, like Jordan Mailata, good guy. Hassan Reddick, good guy. Jason Kelsey, good guy. So like when the kids are asking them questions and when they're getting asked silly questions, you know, they're having fun with it. Jordan Mailata did say something I thought was pretty interesting. He talked about how everyone's dreams to win the Super Bowl. But for him, he's really only played football for like 5 or 6 years. So it's not his dream growing up to win the Super Bowl. Obviously now it is, being in the NFL. But he talked about how part of his motivation, and this is something Nick preaches, is he wants to win it because he knows a lot of his teammates. This has been their dream their whole life. They grew up with the NFL. They grew up wanting to play football. It's not the case with Jordan. So I thought that was some interesting kind of point
insight into the,
yeah, it's true. I think it's like very honest.
Well, it's old Nick's thing. I mean, literally, if no bigger motivator than not wanting, loving the guy next to you, not wanting to let him down. Like Jordan is saying, that is my motivation. Like that's pretty cool to hear that and a unique way to put it. All right, let's get to some specific guys. We'll get to Jeffrey Lurie's comments, which I don't think anyone should find surprising at all, but we'll get to that. I want to start with Hurts though, because I agree with you. And again, I, you know, wasn't in the room obviously, but you know, I've watched, I watched it live on the NFL Network. I've watched kind of every clip I can. I've had to pull a lot of it for work this
morning.
Which
is basically what you have to do, though, in all seriousness. Like,
yeah, you can't get to everybody. They're talking at the same time. It's impossible. Yeah. I thought of everyone, like, to your point, that Nick being as measured as he was a surprise. But I thought Jalen was great. Like, I thought he opened up. He was smiling. I thought he was thoughtful. I mean, whether it was having fun, like the reporter who was like speaking for a lot of people, I'm sure.
I know,
where he was like, hey, I didn't think you could get to the Super Bowl. I didn't think you could take the Eagles to the Super Bowl. And he's like, you and a lot of people or whatever. He's like, I just want to say man to man, I'm sorry. And Jalen like pauses, sits there, he's like, cool. And then laughs. Yeah. And it was like that kind of stuff. Like that kind of stuff is not the stuff we see from Jalen. He usually has his guard up more than that. And I thought from stuff like that to the thoughtfulness. I mean, I thought his answer, the first of all, the whole 4 minutes with Michael Irvin, I think is, if you're an Eagles fan, it's worth watching. It's online. Like, find it. It is worth your time. But his answer about being one, you know, the first two black quarterbacks to match up in the Super Bowl, like, that was like deep and powerful.
Yeah.
And
you know, it matters
the
to
message.
Him.
Yeah. Of course it does. And the message he said, it matters for the right reasons. Like he's talking about, you know, there's 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 year olds and all these kids out there, younger kids playing and stuff, and what that means to them and what it proves to them they can do and all this stuff. I thought from opening up, smiling, showing some personality, something that we have not seen a ton of Jalen. He is so locked in that we don't see that personality. I thought from the personality to the thoughtfulness to just everything he had to say last night. Like, man, it just again and again and again and again, every situation this 24-year-old kid has put in, he's nails. He's like perfect.
Yeah. And, you know, to your point, one thing I have learned about Jalen in the 2 years, I guess 3 years now that I've been around him, is it's not just like what Jalen says he means. It's not just lip service. I think sometimes with athletes, if they're asked a question, you know, like, what does it mean to be a role model? Like, everyone knows what you say to that question. It's not, you know, it's very easy to answer that question. I think Jalen really, really believes what he says, and it means a lot to him. And I think that's why people respect him as a leader, because they know what he says is coming from the heart. So the stuff about, you know, the history that the organization has with African-American quarterbacks like McNabb, Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, right? That means a lot to Jalen. Like, that really does, I think, is something that Jalen takes a lot of pride in being in that legacy of great African-American quarterbacks. And so I think to be in the Super Bowl with the first two starters means a lot to him. And that came across. But the other thing from being in the building that I hope came across on TV, but maybe it didn't, is Jalen is a superstar. Like, this guy is a superstar. When he walks out on the stage, the place went absolutely insane. When they showed him up on the Jumbotron, the place went crazy. I mean, he just has, I mean, like the media around him, and I know he's the quarterback, so it's going to be like that. But, you know, Jason Kelsey has been a higher profile guy in the NFL. AJ Brown has been, you know, Jordan Mailata, maybe not as much, but Jordan Mailata has some wacky, crazy stuff. I'm telling you, the line to get to Jalen for media members was out of control. I've been to 5 media days. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, except for maybe Tom Brady in one of the ones I covered. But outside of that, just the amount of cameras that were on him, the amount of people that waited long times to get to him. And he's so, like, calm. He's so just, he's himself everywhere. So he did try to open up, I for sure. Like, he talked about how he would be a professional cook if he wasn't a football player. I mean, there were things he talked about. But what mostly stood out to me was, I think to win in the NFL, obviously you have to have a great quarterback. But we do talk about it. The fact this guy is their leader in such like a, I'll use charismatic because I think he is, charismatic superstar. It's just so critically important for the franchise. And I think it really, really came across last night, not so much in his answers, but just the way he's treated, the way, like, there was an interview after media night where I think it was Cooper Manning maybe was interviewing him. And keep in mind, like, this is the Manning family. This is like one of the most important families in football. And Cooper, I think his name is Cooper. Cooper was talking to him. Yes, like, he's Cooper. Yeah. Okay. There we go. But whatever. He's the one that didn't play. So, so he's talking to Jalen, and you would think he's like talking to like his biggest idol. Like, he's like laughing. I don't like the way Jalen, when he talks to people, the way he gets a reaction out of them, it's just incredibly impressive. I mean, I've talked about it, how in press conferences, even back in Philly, not at the Super Bowl, but at press conferences, he just completely commands the room. And the times I've asked him questions and he like looks right at you, there is like a, it's like captivating almost, the way he can like really just control the room and his calmness. And, you know, I asked Nick this last night. I thought there was a sense from Nick, but I think Eagles fans and everyone that knows Jalen should feel this way. I think there should be a lot of pride in last night. Again, like, think about it. Jalen is at the Super Bowl, the biggest star of media night, going against Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's pretty awesome. Like, he's earned every part of it. And I think as Eagles fans, as Jalen Hurts fans, everybody should feel just super, super proud of what happened last night.
Yeah, no, I agree, obviously. And look, I think this is not surprising. I mean, it's why he's a great quarterback. It's part of the reason. It's what I always talk about. He's a leader and people believe in him. Like, guess what? That matters, that position. That's a position where alphas win. Like, sorry.
Yeah,
like, you need guys to gravitate towards you. You need guys to be in that huddle and look at you. Men's men, football players, the toughest of the tough guys in the world need to sit in that huddle and look at you and say, that's the dude. I'm not the dude. That's the dude. And that's what Jalen Hurts can do. And that's where he brings it. Like, and again, this is something, you know, anyone who listens to this pod knows I've harped on for years and years, the above the shoulder stuff. It's not just reading defenses. It's this, it's charisma. It's ability to get people to believe in you. It's calm under pressure. It's all these things that, you know, it seems that at the age of 24, Jalen has, unlike anyone I've ever seen at his age. So it is all the stuff that makes him great. Let's get to the Lori comments as we talk about Jalen, then we'll get back to Nick and some other comments from media night. But, you know, look, Jeffrey Lurie basically said they're signing to extension last night. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Said, you know, without saying it, said, you know, we're betting on this kid. We want him here. We love him, essentially. Not surprising at all. Where are you at with the whole contract thing? I mean, I think it's a lock. He's going to get a contract. The question is how much, how long, and when?
Yeah, I think that's really the only question. I mean, you know, it is interesting when you hear them talk about Jalen now. They talk about him in the way that it sounds like this is what they'll say after they sign him. Like the Jeffrey Lurie comment last night with he's nothing else to prove, which I agree.
In terms of contract, he has nothing else to prove. Like, what else does he have to prove that you would give him a contract? Like, what else?
Again, I want to be clear about this. I would sign him for sure. I would give him the contract. I would say one thing. I mean,
Kyler Murray got $250 million. Yeah, he's made one playoff game. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, Jalen has absolutely earned the contract. It's not a question. There's no but. Like, it's done. The conversation's over. Like, he earned it. But whatever you say, I'm going to disagree with because there's no.
Okay. Well, let's see if you disagree. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll agree. Mm-hmm. But I would absolutely sign Jalen. And I agree. He basically has nothing else left to prove. And this will be something that maybe we talk about throughout the week. I do think to a certain extent, like not that he has to win a Super Bowl, but it would be great to see this Eagles team beat like a dominant, amazing team. Now, that's not a contract like requirement. I would give Jalen whatever he wants pretty much. I would sign him to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think Jeffrey says he has nothing else to prove, I don't think that's completely
true. He's in the Super Bowl as a 24-year-old kid.
Right.
He should have been the MVP of the league in terms of for this contract. Sure, in his career, he still has other things to do to become great and all that. But, like, in terms of earning this contract, which is the contract that all these – the Herbert's going to get, that Burrow's going to get, that, you know, Kyler got, that all these guys get, like, he has nothing else to prove.
Yeah,
like, he has earned that. That's my point. Like, for this contract, what Jeffrey Lurie is talking about, he's not talking about as an NFL player. He's talking about what else he has to prove for us to commit to him. He doesn't. Yeah. He has nothing left to prove. Like, nothing.
Yeah,
it's done. He has proved everything. On and off the field, like, this is the guy you bet on. This is the guy you make a commitment to because, and again, look, he is 24 years old. Like, you're not talking about signing Hurts into his 30s. Like, we're talking about signing Hurts until, like, before 30, probably. Like, Jalen Hurts will get another contract before he turns 30. Like, it'll get re-upped. It'll get changed. It'll get whatever. It might be more than 6 years when he turns 30, but the contract itself won't be the same one by the time he turns 30. We've seen the Wentz thing that you can get out of it and all that stuff. Like, there's absolutely no reason not to just lock it up. He's earned it 100%.
Yeah, I would give him essentially a blank check. Obviously you want to make it team friendly the best you can. And I'm a bad negotiator, so I'm sure there will be some.
You just give it to him.
I'm sure there'll be some maybe tense moments of the contract thing. But I think that overall, both parties will enter it and go, okay, we really want to get this done. Jalen obviously is going to really want to get it done from a financial standpoint.
And I know Jalen always says the right thing, but I do think there is truth in the marriage of him and this city being a good fit. Like, I think that he is the exact type of person that this city roots for and will buy into. Like, that's the whole thing, right? When people aren't running it out to first or this or that or whatever, it's like, just try hard. Always try hard. Give us everything you have and we're good. And this is the ultimate guy like that.
Yeah. Look at John Ritchie creeping behind your shoulder there. It's actually with his hair down. It's pretty it kind of looks like what you would think a horror movie guy would look like in the corner. You can see it. But look, I don't know if he knows what's going on.
We're doing a live show. You want to say hi to everyone? They all just saw your creepy eye.
Hi, everyone. Hi. There's
Ella. I got to say, with the shadow, when you walked behind and your hair down, it really did look like.
He can't hear you. He thinks you look like a horror movie character with your hair down through the thing. Yeah.
am I doing inside the game today or no?
I don't think so, but I'll double check for you when I'm done with this.
I was going to look at.
I'm literally in the middle of a live podcast. You know that, right?
That's true.
We'll talk later.
My bad.
Classic Richie right there.
Well, the funny thing is,
hold on. I know you're doing a live pod, but let me talk to you about the show real quick.
Right. Well, the funny thing is, so last night I was walking around and doing a live stream to like show everybody. And you do really have to remind people when you're walking around, like, hey, just so you know, I'm live right now. Like, I don't know if Richie completely understood you.
I don't think he did. I think we thought we were just recording, and he was like, oh, hey, yeah. Like, it's like, oh, 28 people right here, right now. We got Brandon and Justin and Scott and Drew and Anton and all our people. So, you know.
So to your point, I definitely think Jalen and the city are a good match. But look, the Eagles have every incentive to sign Jalen, and Jalen has every incentive to sign here. I think from Jalen's perspective, there's probably not a better organization in the NFL to be a quarterback for. Like, we could argue the Chiefs because of Andy Reid. Like, certainly, you know, maybe there's ones that are tied, but I don't think there's any that's better. I mean, Howie is phenomenal at putting, or at least has become.
No doubt. Jeffrey signs checks.
Yeah, Jeffrey signs checks. They believe in offense.
We talked about yesterday. We just talked yesterday about how even off the field, they're just such a well-run organization.
Yeah, everything, exactly.
The trains go on time and all that stuff.
Right. Like, we had this debate, I think, earlier in the year, but if you remove the quarterback from every team and the quarterbacks were allowed to pick where they wanted to play, I think the majority would pick the Eagles, if not, 80%. Like, maybe Miami would be.
That's aggressive. But, yeah, I mean, people have friendships. People have relationships with coaches and stuff. That's aggressive. But I understand your point.
Well, I think if
and there are other good organizations. Like, I bet you there's probably 8 quarterbacks who would say, I'm playing with Andy Reid, just alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so like, but I think the Eagles have better weapons. So, regardless.
8 would be more, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think it's an aggressive team, but I think the Eagles probably would be the team that was picked the most.
That's what my point. They would probably be picked the most, right? So I think from Jalen's perspective, he's not going to want to leave. Like, he's going to want to get the deal done. And I think it will get done. I actually think it'll probably be pretty quick. My guess is.
Oh, I think it's like, honestly, I think it's already pretty much done. Like,
yeah,
the way
that's
talking
my
about,
guess too. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the way they're like, Lori, like that was very declarative. You know, I just think like you don't do that unless you feel like you're pretty much at the finish line with it.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
We've been hearing rumors about it for a couple of weeks now. People, you know, like who was it who didn't someone like tweeted his agent like about like there's just been so much
was,
stuff.
Like, he said like
back up the Brink truck or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if like right after the Super Bowl gets announced.
Dude, like, it wouldn't, I don't think it'll happen, but like, let's say they win the Super Bowl and the parade's on Thursday.
He signs it on the float.
Like, how dope would that be? Like, he signs it on the bus as he's like holding the Lombardi.
His speech is, he gets up, he's like, all right, guys, here's my speech. I'm signing a 10-year extension.
I got something to sign. Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
All right. So
let me ask you this from you.
What? You love that one?
It usually leads to something interesting.
Okay, so last year, when the regular season ended, we all agreed that it was a successful year for Jalen, right? Winning record as a starter, made the playoffs. Then the playoffs.
It ended as bad as it could have.
Then the playoff game happened, right? So yesterday, I was saying how my feelings on this team really isn't going to change based on what happens in the Super Bowl. I don't think there's any shame in losing the Chiefs, like all those things.
People didn't love that take from you.
People didn't love that, which is fine. I mean, but
let's be honest. I didn't love it either. I was not a fan of your take, but yes.
It's actually a positive take. It's saying this team is great pretty much no matter what.
I know it is, but it's like, I just, to the conversation yesterday, like I have not even mentally considered the possibility that they will lose this game. So like, I'm not even thinking about like, well, it's all good if they do. Cause like, they're not going to. So I don't even, that's like Emily. So Emily's big thing with me always, our whole life, she's always been like, don't worry about things you can't control. Don't worry about things you can't control. Cause I usually will worry about things I can't control. And she's right. If it's something I have no control over, she's right. It is wasted energy, wasted mental, whatever, to worry about things you can't control. Like, this is something A, you can't control, but also B, like, hasn't happened yet. They're going to win. You have to worry about this, Elliot.
So I will say really quick before I get to my question that I haven't talked to a single person down here that thinks the Chiefs are going to win.
I told you, dude, that same nobody. Here, man. Same here, dude. Same.
And I'm not
here.
Talking about like, you know, like it's been awesome.
Oh, you're talking like media people.
Like media,
and stuff too.
Like, wow. Like media people. When I ask,
that's
like everyone.
That's interesting.
The Eagles. Yeah. So here's my question for you. Can the Super Bowl, wow, what terrible timing for a burp. Can the Super Bowl change? Can the Super Bowl change how you feel about Jalen? Like, let's say they do get absolutely demolished.
No, it wouldn't.
All right.
Honestly, he could have 3 interceptions in the Super Bowl and they could lose by 30 and it's not going to change. Like, again, he's 24 years old, 24, okay. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Look, I don't think it would for me.
It'd
either.
Be a bummer. I'd be disappointed. And again, I don't expect it to happen. But no, it just doesn't change how I feel about him. No,
okay.
There's nothing that can happen in the Super Bowl that's going to change. You know,
I'm in the same boat on that one. I do think. Yeah, I'm in the same. Like, I think if it's a Tampa thing, there are going to be people that change their opinion, but I won't be one of them. Like, I think he's shown me enough this year where, to your point, I'm giving him the contract. I'm feeling confident next year that he's the guy. So I'm just. And to your thing about not worrying about what you can't control, I actually think like my mental state and my opinion of going into this game is it really to me feels like it would be unbelievable if they win. Like I want them to win, like for a lot of reasons. Like I want them to win just because they deserve it. I want them to win because I want to see you happy. I want them to win because of all like the real ones and the auto downloads, right? But like I'm also at a point where I'm okay with whatever happens in the game just because it's been such an amazing year. It's been such an amazing ride. And like, they've already proven so much. Jalen's gotten his deal. They have their franchise quarterback. So into your point about you're going into it, like not worried because you can't control it and you're so confident they're going to win. I don't have that same level of confidence, but I actually have the same level of calm in the way of like,
sure.
It's so dope. They made the Super Bowl. Like maybe it's just cause I'm here. And so
I get it. I understand what you're saying. And to your point, like, look, if, and again, I'm not even considering the possibility. I haven't really thought about it, but like, I'm not going to think of this season as a failure or anything. If they do lose, which won't happen, but it's more just that I don't see that. Like, I don't see him losing. And also, like, I also, to the point I made last time, like, I just saw the Phillies have the most fun run, and it was an awesome thing, and I loved it and all that, but they freaking lost. Like, they lost. And I know what that pain felt like. I remember being there and having it in your grasp and the chance to be in all. Again, I've seen two championships in my life, Elliot, two ever. So, yeah. Like, no, there is no such like it's already a win, it's all good. Like, I have zero of that. Like,
see, that's
I need
so
to
funny.
Win.
Like,
I need to win the Super Bowl. 2 months from now, if they lose the Super Bowl, I could sit there and be like, you know, what a run, what a great team. I'm so happy. And even after it, I will be able to say like, the future is bright and this was a positive development, but at no point am I going to be like, oh, we already won. Cause we didn't. This is the Super Bowl. This is our chance. Like we've only won one of these, like, nope, nope, nope. I'm like vehemently in disagreement with how you feel, like vehemently, we need to win the Super. We are in the Super Bowl, win the freaking Super Bowl. Win it.
Yeah.
Think about 04. It's like, oh, it was such a good team. You know what, though? They didn't win the freaking Super Bowl. Sorry, you didn't win the Super Bowl. Like, really love that team. 2017 is the best Eagles team of all time until this team wins the Super Bowl. Like, win the freaking Super Bowl. No, I'm not doing none of this. No.
Yeah.
No.
I just, it's not how I feel. Like,
I appreciate you being real. Right. I so strongly feel the opposite of what you feel.
Right. So, like, when I think of the Phillies run, right, that ended in disappointment, my memory of the Phillies run is like an awesome time. The fact that they lost to me, like, it would have been really cool if they won. Obviously,
you are underselling winning a championship, Elliot. Like, this is not like, oh, it would have been really cool. Yeah. Like, no, it's why you do it. It's the whole point of being a fan. The whole reason we spend our whole lives, like, so much of our own personal time and mental energy, like, that we could choose to put to anything. You know, I say this all the time, but I could choose to watch more movies. I could choose to watch more TV shows. I could choose to spend more time with my freaking family. But instead, I spend so much time caring and loving and watching this team and investing myself in it and reading about it and listening to podcasts about it and doing podcasts about it and all this stuff, like so much of my free time, my chosen time, and outside of just work, like obviously it's my job, but for all of us fans, we choose to give our time to this team. And the whole reason we do it is ultimately to walk away with rings, to be the best, to be the champion, to get to have a parade. And we've only gotten to that two times in our lives, once with this team. Like, no, like we're there. Win the freaking Super Bowl. That's my mentality.
So, but what you said to me just reinforces my belief. Like, again, to be clear, I want them to win.
We don't
win.
Know when we're going to be back. Like, this could be our only chance for the next 20 years to win a Super Bowl. Like, no matter how bright the future is, Carson Wentz was bright. Like, this could be it. Like, we could miss this. I didn't get to a Super Bowl in my lifetime until I was 24 years old. The first time they made a Super Bowl, I was 24. Like, or 23 or whatever it was. Oh, no, 05. I was 24. Like, think about that. Like, in my whole life, it took 24 years to get there. Like, if it's another 24 years, I'm 64 years old, Elliot. Like, I 65. But win the freaking Super Bowl. Boom.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm not going to let what's essentially a coin flip in the final game. Let me finish. Like I'm not going to let what is essentially coin flip dictate how I feel about this team. Like, you talked about how the reason you do it is because, you know, like, you choose to spend so much time doing this, right? And, like, I think the ride has already been unbelievable, and I want them to win. And it would be unbelievable.
I get your point, man. I get your point, but the journey is the most important thing. Like, I understand what you're saying, but that's, dude, they're in the freaking Super Bowl. Like, there's a chance they could be legends or not. Legacies are made. Like, they will either be the best Philadelphia sports team of my lifetime or not, depending on what happens.
But the
on
legacy
Sunday.
Is already made to
no, no, hey, that's crazy. Stop it. Stop crazy. Saying that. Stop
which
saying that.
Better?
Dude, the
which
legacy
is
winning.
Name a better Eagles team. Name a better Eagles team.
The 2017 team until so they think, win the Super Bowl.
So you think the 2017 team would beat this team? You think they'd beat this team?
If this team loses the Super Bowl, the 2017 team is better. Done. Like, dude, you have to win this.
I don't know if that's true, though.
Sports all about. It's about winning the.
I get that that's what sports about. What I'm saying is,
this is a crazy take from you. I think you sound like earmuffs. 1, 2, 3. I think you sound batshit crazy right now.
But it's not. It's not. Like, what I'm saying is, this team is already, like, to your thing about being the best Philly sports team, they probably already are. They
dude,
probably
they're not.
Already
you got to win the title. You got to win the title.
So tell me who they would win. So
flags fly forever. I don't care. Flags fly
but that's
forever.
That's what the best team is.
No, no, no. Winning the title is the best team. Winning. That's it, man. You got to win. You got to win. You got to finish it off. Like, you are flat out wrong about this. I get your point, but you are wrong. Like, you are flat out wrong.
You're saying I'm wrong because you're basically saying that to me, like, I just don't care at all if they win. And I'm like trying to say that.
No,
I'm saying,
no. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that your thing is like, it's already a success. It's already good. It's already whatever. I want them to win. But even if they don't, it's okay. I'm saying it's not okay if they don't win. Like,
so you'll
eventually
be mad at them if they
in
lose.
2 months. No, I'm not going to say it's a failure of a season. But yeah, when they lose, I will not. My number one feeling will be disappointment and sadness, not pride and satisfaction with the season. In 2 months, maybe, and even then, like, let me tell you, I still look back at that Phillies run, which was super fun, and my first thought is disappointment. It's not joy. It's not the moments. It's disappointment that they lost. That is my predominant feeling when I think about the 2022 Phillies, and it'll take time until that goes away. Same thing with this. Like, my number one feeling if they lose the Super Bowl will be disappointment and sadness, not pride and happiness with the run. Like, not even close. It's not even close,
yeah, And I'll feel disappointment and sadness as well in that moment, for sure. I just, to me, it sounds like I'll be quicker in getting to, like, man, what an unbelievable year.
I will never get over it if they lose the Super Bowl is my
point.
Wow, okay. Of course not. Dude, I've only seen them in three. Like, I think we just have completely different perspectives on what this is all about here. Like, this is not about having a good season. Like, it's about winning the Super Bowl. And they're there for the third time in my life. They actually have a chance to play in that game. Like, no, you have to win it for this to matter. Like, you have to.
Well, look, if they win it, it matters more. There's no question about it.
It matters way more. Yeah, you're legends forever, or else you're just that team that lost in the Super Bowl. What are we talking about?
But I don't, like, again, obviously it's better. Like, clearly there are more legends if they win. They have the, I get all that, but we always look at the 04 team as a great team. We always talk
a great team,
always,
but not.
Hold on. Okay.
But again, like, we're never going to agree on this. Like, there's no reason. Okay. For, like, every fiber of my being disagrees.
I get that. I can tell. But what I'm saying is, like, again, the 01 Sixers, the 04 Eagles, like, these are the teams that are talked about all the time as beloved teams.
Because we don't have winners. Because we don't have winners. Do you think the Patriots talk about the teams that lost their Super Bowls? No. They talk about 28-3. They talk about the Seattle game. They talk about beating the Rams. Like, they don't talk about losing to Nick Foles. They're like, they don't talk about that. Oh, we were 18-0. Man, we could have been the greatest team of all time, but we weren't. We lost. Right. We lost to the Giants. Like, you focus on the championships. We just don't have them, Elliot. The reason that we focus on 04 and 01 and all that is because we only have two winners ever in our lives. And prior to 08, all we had was those teams. And we just talked about them because that was all we had. It's a completely different situation.
I just, again, like, I'm not going to allow one game to change
that's
my
your mistake. You should.
That's
you should.
Fine. That's fine. I'm just saying, like, and again, I'm not minimizing what winning the game would mean, right? Obviously, it would be legendary and all those things, and there'd be a parade, right? I just, like, I'm already so proud of everything this team has accomplished. I'm unable to get to a point where I view this season negatively because
again, there's a difference. I can look back and say, like, on the whole, like, it was quote unquote a successful season. Like, that it was, you know, they made the Super Bowl, they found a quarterback. They, like, on the whole, you could say it's a successful season, but, like, I'm not going to feel anything but disappointment unless they win the Super Bowl. Like, if they lose the Super Bowl, like, the first thing and the most important thing I'll feel is we had a chance to win the Super Bowl and we didn't. Like, that's first. Hey, everything else is second, and it will always be second, but you lost the Super Bowl. We know how hard it is to get there. We know how hard it is to win this. Like, you have to take advantage of it when you're there. Like, I'm not, it's not a negative season, but the difference between winning and losing is, like, a massive change on how I will feel about the season, because the whole point is winning.
Yeah, I mean, I think there'll definitely be some big frustration if they don't close it out with a win, right? For sure. Like, that'll be part of how the team is remembered, 100%. And I, like,
not
I,
part of it will be the defining thing.
Okay,
about
so
how they remember.
For me, that's not the defining thing. But
for everyone else, it will be. You are absolutely in the minority here.
Well,
you don't think that either winning the Super Bowl or not will be the defining thing about how they remember this team? Are you serious?
It'll be for sure a big part of it. 100%.
Number one. It's a difference between being a champion, but it is, Elliot. Like, I'm telling you, like,
right.
I'm telling
but, well,
you,
we
like,
just disagree.
Eagles fans.
Disagree.
No,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, Eagles fans, like, right. We, like, there is not a single person who, like, the difference between winning and losing the Super Bowl is the number one thing with this team. Like, it's not like you're going to look back on this and, like, you really think that
well,
the
maybe
difference between
honestly,
Super Bowl champion
on.
And Super Bowl loser is not the biggest, like,
hold on,
gap
hold on.
In the planet.
Well,
like, what are we talking about?
Hold on really quick. I know we both have to go in 3 minutes.
Yes.
So, but maybe it's because the 01 Sixers are my favorite team of all time. Like, they're my favorite team of all time. Iverson. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I wish they would have won, and I would love – I guess I'd love them a little more if they did. But ultimately, like, that's my favorite team. I, like, so for me, I 100% understand if they win the Super Bowl, that's a massive deal, and it changes a lot. I 100% get that. I just – I'm just being honest and saying, like, I'm already so happy for the players and everything that it's going to be hard for me to, like, look at them and think, like, you guys are a disappointment. And I can't.
Again, you're going to disappointment. Like, you're not going to look at this team and be like, what a disappointing team. You're going to look at this team and say, this was a great, great, great team that didn't finish it off. That and ultimately, the most defining thing about the team will be that they made it to the Super Bowl but didn't win it. That will be the way we remember that team. Everything else will come secondary. But the very first thing when we think about the 2022 Eagles, if they can't win it all, is, oh, that's the team that got to the Super Bowl but lost. Just like the 04 Eagles. First thing you think, they got the Super Bowl, they lost. It's the first thing you think about.
It just, so,
like,
won't
it's
be
just
the,
what
it, won't
it is.
Be the first thing I think about.
Well,
it won't be.
I'm going to guess.
I'll remember Jalen's breakout year. I'll remember how awesome they were all year.
And look, it can change if they win Super Bowls after. If they lose and go on to win, then it's a different, like, it can change.
Yeah, maybe
over
5 years
time.
From now, it's different. Yeah.
Right. But in the moment, and certainly for the while after, like, it's all about winning and losing the Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else is secondary.
To sum it up, it's a must win game. Right.
I mean, yeah, it really
it's,
is.
It's a big
we didn't
one.
Even
it's a
get
big
to
one.
All the other media day stuff. We'll get to all the stuff as we go and all that. We did. That was fun, though, because I vehemently disagree with you on
but
this.
But again, like, just to be clear, and I know we'll keep going. So let's like, obviously I understand, like, I agree with you. They need to win. It's a, like, it, I agree with that. I'm just in a place where I'm already so
proud of them. I get it. I'm not there.
It'd be like if your kid walks off the field in the championship game, you're not going to be like, well, that was a disappointment of a year, right? Like, I feel that way with them.
It's a completely different thing. And you know,
well, I mean, like it's a little like that in the way, like, I'm happy.
Really,
for
I don't pay to go watch my kid play sports. I don't root for my kid for 16. Yeah. Like, I don't watch her on TV.
Right.
Like,
that difference.
And also, ultimately, I care about my kid and not her teammates and all, like, you know, as much and all, you know, like, it's very different. Very, 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 very.
Shout out to Zoe's teammates.
She hasn't had any yet. So I mean, there's no one. She's not on TV. I get your point. I know you're not saying, like, I do think that you're, like, what you're saying is not.
And I'm not meaning to diminish the game.
I think most Eagles fans feel like, yes, this is a successful year, but the difference between winning and losing the Super Bowl is, like, everything. You know, that's it.
It's a big game.
You know, it's it. Like,
it's
everything.
A big game, some would say.
All right. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm literally on Angelo any second.
Oh, yeah. And I get, okay. So then I'll just do a super quick one. Then, and it turns out it's exactly what you think it is. Why do we use the phrase "there's more than one way to skin a cat"? Like, earmuffs 1, 2, 3. That is fucked up, man. Who's skinning cats? That's
point.
What the phrase is for, too. I looked it up. It comes from old English idioms. Another one is "there's more than one way to hang a dog." What?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
So Peter would not love it. So
hated it.
Unfortunately,
all right, Elliot's got to go. Yeah. We'll see you guys later.
All right.
This was fun. Right. Enjoyed the
talk
debate.
To everybody.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.